Hello everyone and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf Productions video. My name is, as always, Visual Pony, and today we are reading the story Hearthwarming Cookies by the author Everyday. He has Angel Bunny as an avatar. Oh my god, Angel Bunny. Oh god, Angel Bunny. I don't much like Angel Bunny, but anyhow, here's a list of those amazing people who keep this channel alive and me eating! Which, you know, kinda is needed to also keep me alive. So, yeah. Also, I will, as always, remind you that if the button under this video is still red, that means that you have not donated to Pony and Wolf Productions, and that means you will not be notified about our upcoming releases. Come on, guys. You want to be notified, don't you? Anyhow, let's get into this, because I am fairly certain that I am annoying you right now, aren't I? The little filly watched with curious eyes as her father levitated a plate of cookies and a glass of milk, carrying them to the nightstand beneath the window.
Why do we leave cookies out every Hearthwarming Eve?
She asked.
Because it's tradition, her father answered as he set them down.
But why is it tradition?
She pressed with an exaggerated tilt of her head. He looked from the cookies to the window, watching the snow fall through the moonlight as he considered his answer.
That's just how it's always been.
Celestia and Luna loved hearthwarming. They loved the snowy evenings that inspired ponies to snuggle together in front of a fireplace. They loved the decorations that brightened the streets as much as they did ponies' spirits. They loved the carols that seemed to transcend time and bring together entire generations. And of course, they loved the sense of goodwill that filled the hearts of every pony this time of year. But what they loved most of all was the hearthwarming cookies. The sweet smell of cinnamon wafting through the halls was the true herald of the season. Every year, on the night of Hearthwarming Eve, Celestia would prepare a batch of cookies just for Luna. She patiently waited for the cookies she was baking to finish, basking in the warmth that radiated from the oven. At her insistence, most of the staff had left early to spend Hearthwarming Eve with their loved ones, leaving Celestia to bake in peace. Celestia carefully levitated the tray of cookies out of the oven and onto the counter. The air filled with a familiar scent, making her nose tingle, but Luna liked her cookies with extra cinnamon. As the cookies began cooling, Celestia began gathering the icing to decorate them. Each cookie would depict a star or a feather or a tree, in honor of the three tribes and their unification. As she was about to decorate the last cookie, an idea occurred to her that brought a smile to her face. She moved the icing across the cookie with the meticulous precision an artist would give a painting. Once finished, this cookie featured a crescent moon against an inky backdrop. Luna's cutie mark. Celestia smiled as she imagined how Luna would react to seeing that one. After carefully hiding it amongst the other cookies, Celestia prepared a cup of cold milk and set everything on a serving tray. She levitated the tray and began to walk to Luna's bedroom. The click of her hooves echoed through the halls decorated with streamers and tinsel and wreath. The whole interior seemed to glow with its own light. Celestia occupied herself by picturing the way Luna would light up when she saw the hearthwarming cookies. The way she would bend the soft cookie against her teeth instead of biting through it. The way she would lick her lip after drinking the milk. And the way she would rub her neck against Celestia's in thanks. Celestia found herself outside of Luna's chambers before she even realized it. A golden light enveloped the doors and gently pushed them open. The room was empty, as expected. Celestia stepped towards the balcony with the cookies and milk in tow. Through the window, she could see snow falling in the night air, made brilliant by the lights of hearthwarming decorations. She closed her eyes and lowered the platter onto the floor, bathing the cookies in the moonlight filtering through the balcony window. The scent of cinnamon permeated the room and filled her lungs. Celestia had long outgrown making hearthwarming wishes and praying for miracles. Yet there she was, head lowered, hoping with all of her might that she might next open her eyes, her greatest desire would be granted. She finally opened her eyes and, with great difficulty, lifted her head to look at the moon. a compulsion to stay tugged at her heart, but she turned herself away and went back to the doors. Her step faltered before she could pass through the threshold, and she drew a shaky breath as she turned to the moon.
"Happy Hearthwarming Eve, Luna,"
she whispered. The halls seemed less bright than they had before as she made her way to her own room, deciding to retire for the evening. She collapsed onto her bed and curled into her sheets as she steadied her breathing. Memories of Luna smiling and laughing washed over her like a flood. The first time Celestia had noticed that Luna was not as cheerful as she usually was during the hearthwarming season, so she decided to surprise her with cookies she made herself. Luna's eyes lit up like the stars when she saw the cookies. She hesitated for a moment, having nothing to offer her. Celestia assured her that no gift could compare to seeing her dear sister smile again. The smile she gave Celestia that year remained the most captivating she had ever seen. And so it was that each year, Celestia would bring Luna a batch of hearthwarming cookies with milk, and she would ask for nothing more than a smile in return. The very last time, Celestia found Luna on her balcony, looking over the sleeping city below. So many ponies were dreaming of the hearthwarming celebration that would come in the morning. It seemed to them that the night could not end soon enough. Unsure of what to say, Celestia offered her a cookie and reminded her how much she loves her. The smile she gave Celestia that year remained the most melancholy she had ever seen. The memories began to fade as Celestia drifted off to sleep, still chiding herself for behaving like a naive little foal. Even so, she clung to the hope that her wish might come true when the next morning came. All she wanted for hearthwarming was to find that the cookies had been eaten. Hello and welcome back to Common Time with Visual Pony, where I remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below, and that every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated in keeping the lights on around here and to actually keep me alive. Why I'm not talking as quickly right now is I am crying. I'm crying, guys. This story made me cry from the moment that I realized, oh my words, this is a story written during the time of Luna's banishment. You know, there's always this, I know how it's different canonically, like if we look at the show, but for me it will always be something like in the video, Lullaby for a Princess, if you have ever looked at the animation, where Celestia is actually fighting back against Luna, where Celestia is fighting Nightmare Moon. And then in the end, it's basically that Celestia is not consciously, you know, using the elements. I like this idea better. If I remember correctly, in the show, I would have to rewatch it, but I think in the show, it is canonical that Celestia actually wants to use the elements on Luna. In the animation, in the fan animation, it is like she gets knocked through a window, she hits the altar of the elements of harmony, and then the element of magic falls next to her, and the Nightmare Moon comes through the window and attacks her, and she just, out of a, you know, pure survival situation moment, just grabs the elements and uses them, you know? And then when she sees that she just banished Luna, she's just totally distraught. She's crying. She's screaming. And see, that is what I think. For me, this is canon, okay? For me, that is more canon than what I saw in the show, because this is more realistic, because I'm not a big Celestia fan. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm a fan of Luna more than of Celestia, but I personally think if Luna had endangered other ponies and everything, I don't think that Celestia would have stood by and just evaded attacks like she did in the show. I think she would have fought Luna all out, and then in a snap decision or survival type kind of deal, you know, like in that fan animation, she would have just grabbed the elements and hoped that they fix everything, but in the end banished Luna to the moon and then had to live with that decision for 1,000 years, you know?
So I like the story. It made me cry. It's certainly going into my favorites. It's not just going into my read later. This one is going into my favorites because I like it. And yeah, let me know in the comments down below what you think, because this has been one of my longer comment times so far for a while. And oh my word, I hope that this story, as always, finds you well in body and mind.